President Obama said today that Gaddafi's regime is coming to an end. He directed his words to the people of Libya.
Your revolution is your own, and your sacrifices have been extraordinary. Now, the Libya that you deserve is within your reach. Going forward, we will stay in close coordination with the TNC to support that outcome.
The president was referring to the Transitional National Council, the Libyan opposition. The head of the TNC said today that his group wants a nation built on the principles of freedom, equality, and transparency. But the Libyan rebel movement includes Islamists, former government insiders, and Western-leaning intellectuals. And there are concerns about whether those factions can work together. George Jaffe is a lecturer at the Department of Politics and International Studies at Cambridge University in England. Mr. Jaffe, first of all, do you see this? Would you describe it as the end, or is it kind of a nuanced end for you?
For me, it's the end of the beginning. There's still the question of constructing inside Libya a viable set of institutions that will allow the country to look forward to a democratic future. It's not had that opportunity. There are no other institutions at all. There's no civil society. There are no institutions of private interests. They were banned. And what's left there is now, in effect, an institutional desert. That means you've got to rebuild all of it. And indeed, not rebuild, but construct anew, because Libyans have not had the opportunity for 40 years to actually organize a system of governance that allows them democratic participation. Now, the problem really is there are no obvious leaders. The leadership appears to be split, and there's also no money.
So the Transitional National Council, the TNC, is the body that's been the opposition for the past 6 months. Will the TNC remain the body that will negotiate the future of Libya? I mean, how well situated are they to just jump in and start leading? And is that what Libya needs?
Well, that's, again, a question to which there's no simple answer, because although they would appear to be the body that represents the insurgency and probably now the new government of Libya, it's not clear that they actually have an undisputed access. There are, for example, the facts that it was the Berbers of the Jebel Nafusa who actually organized the liberation of Zawiya, first of all, and indeed then that of Tripoli itself. It has been they who have been coordinating with the groups inside Tripoli. There are also those who fought in Misurata, and as one has to recognize, they really had the hardest time of all trying to liberate the city from the control of Colonel Gaddafi's forces. They also will have a view about how the new Libya should be formed. And although they're all saying today that they're going to collaborate and cooperate together, when the practicalities of reconstruction begin to hit them, that may no longer be really the case.
Will it be a civil debate, getting these various parties together and moving Libya ahead? Or are you worried about the opposite happening?
Well, interestingly enough, Mustafa Abdel Jalil today gave a speech in which he called for reconciliation, and he called for all Libyans to work together to reconstruct the country. And they're very fine sentiments, and I'm sure he means them. But if you then look amongst those who've been doing the fighting, some of the groups are by no means ready to consider that outcome. They want revenge. They want revenge for 40 years of dictatorship. They also want revenge for the losses of the civil war itself. And that means there's already a conflict at that level. Then there are those who, for ideological reasons, don't necessarily accept the compromises and reconciliation that he proposes. And they may pose further problems too. And finally, there are those who were abroad for the last 40 years, or 30 years of them, the exiles. And they have their own agendas and their own interests. And it's going to be extremely difficult to find somebody with the authority to bring all these groups together and make them work in a coherent fashion.
George Jaffe, a North Africa expert at Cambridge University in England, speaking with us about the future of Libya. Thank you very much for your time indeed.
You're welcome.